Good morning. 7:08 and 34 today. We got some clear, partly cloudy this morning. Clouds creeping in, even more so. Mostly clouds in the afternoon, high of 35. Tonight, mostly clear in a low of 25. And then tomorrow, clouds in a high of 42.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, according to a new study of people between the ages of 18 and 70 years old, the key to getting sleep more easily is to get a little romp in at the end of the day. That's right. Researchers found that 2/3 of the study subjects enjoyed better quality sleep after they had, you know, gotten it out and got a little freaky. It's all about that feel-good hormone called oxytocin, which gets released into the bloodstream after a roll in the hay. And that helps you get some shut-eye. Does with yourself count? The researchers didn't say. I have a feeling it should count. I mean, it works for me. I fire one off, I'm out like a light. According to a new survey, we are all worthless at work this week. It's pretty much just us mentally checking out and pretending to work. 42% of us are using time at work to shop online for Christmas gifts. 35% are spending time planning for Christmas Day. 30% are planning their Christmas break. 12% take longer lunch breaks than usual. 17% will duck out of work early. 16% even admit that they'll have a sip of liquor or two while on the job. I do that every single week. That list right there, other than really the shopping, no, because I still shop online. Basically, I'm always on the week before Christmas. Every week for me is the week before Christmas. Unless, of course, my boss is listening. In that case, none of that's true. And I'm working very hard this morning. And lastly, God, another one has been accused of sexual assault. T.J. Miller, the former actor of Silicon Valley, says that he has been accused of sexual assault. The Daily Beast published an account of an anonymous woman who says that the star sexually assaulted and punched her while they were students at George Washington University in 2001. The woman says she informed campus police about the alleged incidents nearly a year after they happened and that her claims were handled by the university student court. Miller and his wife of 2 years, Kate, deny the claims. In a statement, they say, quote, "We stand together in stating this is nothing more than an unfortunate resurgence of her lies designed to wreak havoc on two happily married people in the public eye. She began again to circulate rumors online once our relationship became public. Sadly, she is now using the current climate to bandwagon and launch these false accusations again. It is unfortunate that she is choosing this route as it undermines the important movement to make women feel safe coming forward about legitimate claims against real predators." So while they're standing by that, I guess we'll wait and see what happens. You know, I hope it's not true, especially because, what this lady is doing is wrong. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But man, oh man, it just seems like every single day there's a new story out there. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?